following is an excerpt from my journal on August 2nd, Thursday. And I'll just start here. Arrival at Amsterdam Airport. It was a rough night, and I never slept at all, and Europe is 7 hours ahead of Chicago, so when my body felt it was midnight, it was actually 7 a.m. Amsterdam time. And I was going to lose a night's sleep, but it was worth it. I watched several movies, and like I watched Safe House. It was an action filled, lots of violence, but Denzel Washington was in it, and he's a great actor. We came to the airport, Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. What a beautiful place. There are shops, restaurants, a painting museum in the lounge with 400-year-old paintings, and people from all over the world, and even a meditation center where people from all faiths come and pray. It looks like mostly Muslims utilize the facility. I wrote daily bread there and journaled, and a beautiful thing happened. An elderly Iraqi woman came in and began to talk to me. She was lost and partially blind from glaucoma, I think, and she had eye surgery 3 weeks ago and needed help to find her way to the KLM first class lounge where her husband was, and he had some kind of dementia going on, and she had her eye drops there and she couldn't find the place. So she let me pray for her eyes, and we walked together hand in hand to the lounge, and I found her bag and her husband, and it was sure felt good to help her, and I had the love of Jesus in my heart for her, and God, praise the Lord, that I could minister to this woman and pray for her. I finished journaling and prayed in the sanctuary so that there could be a Christian presence there. And what a beautiful oasis in this crowded airport. I also held hands with Kate, an Anglican layperson who was the steward of the center, and we prayed together. And we finally boarded our flight. The plane was KLM flight, and we were to stop at Kigali, Rwanda, and then go on to Entebbe, Uganda. There was quite a lineup waiting to board. The people in the line were 95% Caucasian. I was kind of surprised. Going to Africa? But there are so many Europeans, and in Africa, there could be a lot of Christian missionaries there. There could also be many white citizens because of the fact that people, you know, Europeans have been involved in Africa ever since the dawn of, the Roman Empire. I also discovered that there's a lot of Dutch influence in these countries. It all goes back to the days of colonialization. And there's also KLM Airlines that touches all these countries. They provide wealth and stability to the regions and service. I suspect that most people in the lineup at the airport were missionaries. I saw this before my flight to Uganda, Kenya 5 years ago. There's so many missionaries to these African nations. There is a... You know, there's a great need, and people are filling this need. I always thought to myself, well, you know, what about the ministry on New Tribe Missions, where they send people to the unreached or underreached groups? There wouldn't be such big lineups. So anyway, the flight was 7 hours from Amsterdam, and it was generally uncomfortable with very little leg room again, and I chugged down a huge bottle of water prior to boarding, and my stomach was full. Watching TV was giving me a headache, but I could talk to a 14-year-old girl sitting next to me, and I could read Steve Lessman's book, The Bible and Its Place in History. It's a very enlightening and simple and straightforward, with many pertinent pictures. I could sleep for 40 minutes every couple of hours. They fed us well, lots of coffee and different types of drinks. I had fish for supper. They had ice cream, lots of water. In the evening, there was a pizza and pasta salad, and I love the food on KLM Airlines. Keep it coming. We were flying to Rwanda, and there was a bright, hot sunshine, and suddenly darkness. It was confusing to me, actually. I'm getting totally confused as to what day it is and what time it is. I feel like I have been placed in a tumbler and a dryer and then spit out of it. How confusing. We finally landed in Rwanda. Dozens of passengers left the plane, most of them Dutch, and we got an influx of new passengers, most of them African. No sooner did they board than the pilot announced that there was a delay. They announced every 30 minutes, telling us something was wrong. After 1 hour, they announced that there was a fluid leak from the left wing that shouldn't be there. And we were told to stay seated, but we could use the washrooms. The stewardesses served drinks. It was a little stuffy, but quite quiet as people waited it out. It was about 9 p.m. Currently, I've been traveling for about 25 hours since I left my house in DeKalb. And the two most uncomfortable things are bilateral knee pain and dry eyes and tiredness. Though it's inconvenient, I can still journal and read and work on daily bread and on two messages. God has given me many satisfying things to do. And I also have more of a story to talk about when I get home. While sitting on the tarmac of the airport, I was reading info on Uganda. There was warnings about diseases and bandits and crime, and actually there was a real danger. There is a real danger present. They write that we should not drive at night, but we are going to drive at night from the airport to the conference center. Oh well, gotta trust the Lord. I'm ready to die if need be. I truly feel that God wanted me to come, and it is faith being put into practice. The Ugandan brethren will be very encouraged. It is kind of exciting. If there is no sacrifice, it's not worth it, I think. And it's time to see God working. It's time to reveal faith. And if God takes me, I'm going to go to heaven with the likes of Pastor Ron and Helen and Rarick and Dr. James and Missionary, or Pastor Abraham, Sarah, Kim, to name a few. Lord, increase my faith. Grant me strong resurrection faith. As I sit and write, the bright light beam from the control towers trained on our plane. I imagine technical, you know, those little pickups driving up to the plane and, you know, the ones with the machine guns and strafing the plane with machine guns, bullets. It's not actually happening, but it could, I thought. Again, my brain racing in unnecessary ways. I also remember how many deaths occurred during the Rwandan incident in 1994. Around 8:30 p.m., more delays, no answers. KLM in Amsterdam apparently is checking out the problem. I try to believe God's sovereignty. God is in control. He is protecting us from something. He is working for our good. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. And we are trying to make calls to our people in Uganda, but we cannot get through and we cannot connect. However, God is sovereign. 9:35 p.m., 3 hours on the tarmac. It is hot and stuffy. People are calm. Dr. Helen got through to Dr. Luke Lim. Pastor Abraham talked to him, and Dr. Helen can text also for 50 cents a text. No change in our situation. I think they should send a replacement plane from Amsterdam. It should be there 7 hours if they send it right away. The plane staff are really great, serving drinks and snacks, and they are great leaders. And we also heard that the Korean shepherds are broken down in their plane in Dubai. At 9:45 p.m., the captain of the plane stated that we were sending pictures via email and they should find the source of the leak. In 17 minutes, we will know whether we cancel the flight or fly anyway. I guess if we cancel the flight, we stay in Rwanda, the Rwandan airport maybe. 10:10, still no word. A vehicle seems to have attached itself to the side of the plane. It could be getting ready to unload the passengers. I am working on my judge's material. 10:20 p.m., flight canceled. We go to the hotel with the help of Air France. 26-hour technical delay expected. We will be shuttled to the hotel. The plane was deemed unsafe to carry on. We evacuated the plane and made our way through the passport area. I got a Rwanda stamp on my passport. Wow. All the luggage was safe and sound. And we got into the buses and to travel to the hotel, the Umubano Hotel in Kigali. We basically arrived at 12:30 in our crowded van and checked into the beautiful hotel. I roomed with Dr. James Rapchuk, and I was happy that I was able to share my struggles with him about ministry and family. And he lent a sympathetic ear, and I wrote daily bread for Pastor Ron had asked me to write daily bread for the morning to be a messenger. And it was a pure joy to prepare the Word of God to share. I fell asleep on the couch, and I was a deep sleep after 29 hours of traveling. Whoa. I want to mention Fidel. He is a security guard who helped us out with our luggage, and he stated he has one sister, no parents. He wants to study finance this year, and he was so sincere. Actually, everyone has been friendly and nice and helpful, and no negativity at all. Everything has been safe. Praise the Lord. How screwed up my way of thinking was, man. I falsely feared all kinds of things.